This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. If your home is anything like mine, I'll bet it has begun to look a lot like Christmas. There's something truly special about the traditions that unite us as families and communities, from decorating the tree to baking cookies or sharing a meal. The holidays are also a time to be especially ag proud. When you stop to think on it, a good many of our holiday traditions wouldn't be the same or even possible without the year-round hard work of farmers and ranchers. In so many ways, Christmas begins on the farm. Let's start by considering the holiday table. The feasts we enjoy this time of year are affordable and abundant thanks to America's hard-working farmers and ranchers. As farmers and ranchers, we play a part in family celebrations that take place all over our country. What a great time to share with consumers how their baked ham and turkey, fresh vegetables and mashed potatoes got to their table. Good food brings people together, and folks need to understand the hard work and careful stewardship that goes into growing and raising our favorite holiday dishes. Whether you're enjoying roast turkey or prime rib, sweet potatoes or green bean casserole, there's more than one farmer or rancher to thank for the food piled on your plate. A favorite holiday tradition in many households, especially with the kids and grandkids, is cookie baking and, of course, sampling. The best gingerbread and sugar cookies get their start with ingredients straight from the farm. We all know those delicious treats that we share with friends and neighbors wouldn't be possible without eggs, butter, flour, and plenty of sugar. Even a plate of holiday treats can be a chance to share the importance of agriculture. After all, without a dairy farmer, how would Santa, not to mention his many helpers, get that glass of milk to boost his energy and complete his mission? And what would Christmas be without a fresh-cut tree? Folks who otherwise may never step foot on a farm take their families out to local Christmas tree farms and lots, maybe even the same place their parents and grandparents visited, to pick out or chop down their own trees and buy garland to make the season bright. There's just something about this time of year that sparks in each of us a desire to be together and carry on the traditions of generations who came before us. We may not all get the chance to meet the farmer who grew our tree, but we can be certain a great deal of year-round care went into growing and nurturing the trees our families will gather around to share stories, exchange gifts, and maybe even sing a carol or two. I hope each of you takes a minute to think about the opportunities we have as farm and ranch families to share the joy of the season with families around the country and the world. Most of all, I pray you will each be surrounded with the love of your families and communities. And finally, that you will remember the reason we all celebrate. Some 2,000 years ago, the greatest gift we could ever receive, a Savior, arrived in a humble stable in Bethlehem, and angels announced his birth to a group of shepherds. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." I wish you a blessed holiday season filled with bounty from the farm and a very Merry Christmas. We take pleasure in answering thus prominently the communication below, expressing at the same time our great gratification that its faithful author is numbered among the friends of the Sun. Dear Editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, "If you see it in the sun, it's so." Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Signed, Virginia O'Hanlon. Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant, in his intellect as compared with the boundless world about him as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist, and you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus, but even if you did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not, but that's no proof that there are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are unseen and unseeable in the world. You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived could tear apart. Only faith, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernal beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus? Thank God he lives and lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood. Francis B. Church's editorial, "Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus," was an immediate sensation and went on to become one of the most famous editorials ever written. It first appeared in the New York Sun in 1897 and was reprinted annually until 1949, when the paper went out of business. 36 years after her letter was printed, Virginia O'Hanlon recalled the events that prompted her letter. "Quite naturally, I believed in Santa Claus, for he had never disappointed me. But when less fortunate little boys and girls said there wasn't any Santa Claus, I was filled with doubts. I asked my father, and he was a little evasive on the subject. It was a habit in our family that whenever any doubts came up as to how to pronounce a word or some question of historical fact was in doubt, we wrote to the question and answer column in the Sun. Father would always say, 'If you see it in the Sun, it's so,' and that settled the matter." She said to her father, "Well, I'm just going to write the Sun and find out the real truth." He said, "Go ahead, Virginia. I'm sure the Sun will give you the right answer, as it always does." And so Virginia sat down and wrote her parents' favorite newspaper. Her letter found its way into the hands of a veteran editor, Francis B. Church. Son of a Baptist minister, Church had covered the Civil War for the New York Times and had worked on the New York Sun for 20 years, more recently as an anonymous editorial writer. Church, a sardonic man, had for his personal motto, "Endeavor to clear your mind of cant." When controversial subjects had to be tackled on the editorial page, especially those dealing with theology, the assignments were usually given to Church. Now he had in his hands a little girl's letter on a most controversial matter, and he was burdened with the responsibility of answering it. "Is there a Santa Claus?" the childish scrawl in the letter asked. At once, Church knew that there was no avoiding the question. He must answer, and he must answer truthfully. And so he turned to his desk, and he began his reply, which was to become one of the most memorable editorials in newspaper history. Church married shortly after the editorial appeared. He died in April 1906, leaving no children. Virginia O'Hanlon went on to graduate from Hunter College with a Bachelor of Arts degree at age 21. The following year, she received her master's from Columbia, and in 1912, she began teaching in the New York City school system, later becoming a principal. After 47 years, she retired as an educator. Throughout her life, she received a steady stream of mail about her Santa Claus letter, and to each reply, she attached an attractive printed copy of the Church editorial. Virginia O'Hanlon Douglas died on May 13, 1971, at the age of 81, in a nursing home in Valatie, New York. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.